Absolutely wonderful game of hurling. You know, went right down to the closing stages, but that last 10-12 minutes when Kildare pulled away, two late goals from Jack Travers and Jack Sheridan to put the icing on the cake. Just a wonderful, wonderful afternoon to see so many Kildare people there, to see Ryan heading up the steps of the Hogan Stand to pick up that cup. It was an emotional afternoon for anybody if you're a Kildare GA man, so wonderful. But, you know, it was a touch and go game in the first half. Like, Laois, Kildare were level at 11 points each. It was Laois had hit 11 wides in that opening half and five into the keeper's hand, so they probably had the upper hand. And but Kildare would have been happy probably going in at half time, considering that, to still be on level terms. But Paddy Purcell's run through the middle just after the half time break, ball broke to Ben Conroy, and Laois went 3 points in front, but Kildare turned it around. They were level by the 46th minute. Paul Dolan got a point then to put them back in front again. And then there was two David Qualter frees either side of a Gerry Keegan point that pushed Kildare three ahead. And from there to the finish line, it was just about putting the icing on the cake. And it came about with two wonderful goals. But, you know, you have to hand it. Paddy is here beside me. He'll appreciate that Cathal Dunn was absolutely outstanding in that goal. Two wonderful saves from Jack Sheridan. Save from Cathal McCabe. It was... you know, he did his bit to keep Laois in the game, but when Jack Travers, probably on the field 30 seconds, he got on the end of breaking ball after Jack Sheridan's second shot had been saved, and once that goal went in, you could feel the relief around Croke Park, and, you know, Jack himself finished it off with a wonderful goal to, as I say, put the icing on the cake. But it was a wonderful afternoon for Kildare hurling, wonderful afternoon for Kildare GAA, and the lads will appreciate the crowds that were there to see it. I think that was the most impressive part. A lot of guys that, you know, came out of the woodwork yesterday afternoon to support Kildare hurling, Brian Dowlin and the lads, and even ourselves here in studio, we've been crying out for support. And the lads deservedly got it yesterday. And we're into Leinster Senior Championship. As Brian Dowlin said last night in his speech in the Osprey, there's eight teams left in the Liam McCarthy Cup, and one of them is Kildare. And I think that says it all this morning.
Which is an incredible achievement and an incredible statement as well for Kildare Hurling. Ryan, I'll come to you first. What was it like going up the steps to collect the Joe McDonagh Cup? It's something I'm sure dreams are made of.
I couldn't believe it. I just tried to put one foot in front of the other and tried to keep myself calm. I knew Paddy did the same last year. So, you know, we ended up winning the Chrissy Ring there last year. And sure, he's been a brilliant leader all year. So just tried to follow in his footsteps there almost, and just tried to keep it simple and do a small bit there for the lads.
Yeah, and Paddy, I heard you saying just after in your post-match interview that it was one of the proudest days that you've had in a Kildare jersey, and you've been there for the last number of years. You know the amount of work that's gone in to raising the standard of hurling, raising the profile of hurling in Kildare, and, you know, it all came to fruition yesterday in Croke Park.
Oh yeah, no, like it's like this isn't just what we've been doing since we got back on the pitch in December. It's probably 3, 4, 5 longer years of hard work gone in by numerous amounts of people. Like, kind of seeing Colm Nolan on the pitch yesterday, kind of his eyes were filled with tears, but it was tears of joy, thankfully, for a Kildare man in Croke Park, and doesn't happen too often. But it was just all the hard work that he kind of put in over the years. It's just a delight for him and for all the lads. Like, it's like Ryan alluded to in one of his speeches after the game, that it's such a tight-knit bunch, you know, our team alone, but then the hurling community in Kildare. But hearing what you're saying there with the comments coming in today, like, it's kind of what we want is kind of, you know, to be making Kildare proud, and thankfully yesterday was one of those days.
You've definitely done that, and the amount of messages from people saying that they were up in Croke Park, they were so proud to be part of that crowd up in Croke Park, the sea of white and all of that, even saying that it was some people's first ever match, a hurling match for Kildare, and to see the victory and getting that silverware was so important. And Ryan, I mean, you've come through the ranks and you've seen, you know, minor teams and under 21 teams and everything being successful, and the amount of work that's going in at a grassroots level in Kildare hurling, that's massive and can't be understated either. Sure can't.
Yeah, hugely. I think over the last couple of years there's been a lot of work done in the juvenile section as well, especially, of course, Kildare hurling chairman John Burke and John Dorn as well, the games development officer as well. There's been absolutely huge work there and plans put in place So the work has been done over the last couple of years, and thankfully now we're seeing it, we're seeing fruition of it.
Yeah, and Paddy, did you look past the Joe McDonagh Cup final? I know, you know, you often hear the big team saying one game at a time and we won't look past it, but when you look back now and you also then look at what's coming ahead, you know, Dublin in the Leinster preliminary, or the All-Ireland preliminary quarter final, and then you will be playing Leinster Senior Hurling Championship next season. For Kildare, that's an incredible achievement.
Oh yeah, no, look, it's I suppose when we started out and lost the first game to Kerry, I think this was probably far from our thoughts, sitting in here today with the cup on the table here. But no, look, it's kind of, it is the sport analogy that we just took it one game at a time, and I think we took our eye off the ball for that Kerry game. We probably looked past it, and it came back to bite us a small bit, but it was probably the wake up call, and it got us kind of just thinking more on what we have to be doing each game we go out, you know, and focusing on the opposition, and then just kind of taking the result as it comes. And I think digging out the result and the second day against Westmeath kind of really stood to us, and kind of lads kind of stood up all over the field that day, and to get the result, and that we kind of haven't looked back since, thankfully.
What's incredible is up until this year, Kildare hadn't won a game in the Joe McDonagh Cup. And I remember after the Kerry defeat, commentators and people were saying, we're just chasing that elusive win. If we can get the first win in the Joe McDonagh Cup, we'll build confidence. And wow, did you build confidence after that, beating Westmead, beating Laois, beating Down, beating Carlow, and then beating Laois again in the final. What happened after that Kerry game? What was said in the dressing room?
Oh, it was just like, there wasn't any kind of finger pointing or anything like that. I think just as a group, we just knew that we didn't perform and took our eye off the ball. Like, obviously everybody's wearing GPSs, and kind of there, it's easy to see then when your work rate isn't up to scratch, and we just weren't that day. And we just kind of, we did training on the Tuesday night. I think it was lashing rain and it was far from pretty, but it was kind of what we needed as well. Kind of dust ourselves down, got a tough session in on the Tuesday, and just kind of everybody stood up and took responsibility. And I think that's kind of what this group is all about. There's so many lads that have won so much at club and at college level and schools level, that like kind of it's there within the team. Like, I'm envious of all the younger lads coming through that kind of have had this success. We've beaten Wexford's in Leinster under 20 championships, competing at minor against these teams, Kilkenny and Galway's and that, and like, these lads have no fear, and it's great to see, and that's what drives the rest of us on, you know. They're leading us, really, you know, the younger lads, and it's great.
Seamus, what an achievement.
Unbelievable. I was just thinking there when we were talking, when the lads were talking on, and they'll remember this, but we go back to Ballycran last February in the opening round of the league, no electricity up there, and all the things that you had to go through to get a shower when it was over, and the journey's been just so fruitful the whole way through. You know, the league final loss to Down is now a distant memory, because to have got the promotion was the main aim, but since then it's been just wonderful. It's been a journey that everybody has, that have been on it and part of it, and seen what the lads have put in, because look, at that's the thing about it. I mean, from Monday to Sunday, it's a non-stop 7 day a week commitment from, and that's whether you're playing hurling or playing football, the lads are putting it in there all the time behind the scenes. And like, I spoke to Jack Travers last night, he was just saying that he'll never forget October and November, and all, some of it was on your own terms, but the amount of training that they went through to, you know, to get to the level of fitness. And that was the one thing that stood out to me when Kildare played Laois in Port Laois a few weeks ago, that level of fitness that Mickey Gillick has brought to these lads, because there's no doubt in the last 15 or 20 minutes yesterday, Laois were on their feet and were, you know, completely gone, and Kildare were only maybe starting to get going. And that's, I think, a massive thing to have in your, you know, in your armoury heading into the next year for Leinster Championship. And yeah, been a wonderful year.
It's a big weekend coming up. I know you're going to enjoy this, and you know, it's well appreciated and well deserved that you enjoyed the Joe McDonagh Cup win, but there isn't much of a turnaround now, because you have the small task of the Dubs coming to St. Connolly's Park, and what an occasion that's going to be, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be great. Like, these are the teams that we want to be playing, Albeit it's a quick turnaround, 6 days isn't ideal, but look, we'll get back on the pitch now later this week, and I'm sure they'll run the beer out of us. But look, it's great. These are teams we want to be playing and competing against, and we look forward to it. And by the sounds of it, it's going to be a double header or close enough to it. So if we can get a crowd there, it'll be all the better, and we'll give it a good rattle.
Seamus?
Yeah, one last thing to say, because Paddy and Ryan have been part of the setup the whole way through, but Paddy's had probably more bigger days than Ryan. But going back to 2013, I think, Paddy, there was your beginning, but next Friday week is Paddy's biggest day of his career, because himself and Ciara will tie the knot, and I suppose from everybody in KFM and Kildare GAA, we wish both of them the very best of luck, and hopefully he returns in one piece for what's going to be a massive year next year.